everyone, and welcome to the Dub-D-Dub Review. I am doing the thing that I don't like to do, which is the intro to the show today, but I'm Stacey Nyman, and I am joined by quite a few friends tonight, so we are really excited to talk to them, get to know them. Before we do, I will introduce my co-host who's with me, and that's Pete Ponocorvo.
Hey, everybody.
How are you doing today, Pete?
I'm only partially drunk already, and I've got to go to work in 5 minutes. So, you know, let's do this.
Okay. Well, we have 5 minutes. We can do this, guys. We can do this.
I had a terrible day at work, but I'm happy that I'm not there anymore, and I'm talking to you guys.
Good. I kind of had a crummy day, too, but I am also happy that I'm here talking to you all. On that note, let's introduce our guests that we have here today. And we are joined by Carly and Jeff Positano. How are you two doing?
Good.
Excellent. How was your day? Good day, bad day?
I mean, I'm here and recording. Let's go with good.
That's kind of like the theme going on here today, I think. And then we also have Tracy McCoy. How are you doing, Tracy?
I'm doing wonderfully. How are you?
Good. And is this your first time recording with us?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. Well, welcome. We're so glad to have you. And then we also have John Krull. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing good, Stacey. Glad it's almost Friday.
Me too. And is this your first time joining us?
It is, yeah.
Okay, well, welcome. We have two fresh blood.
Two newbies and two people that are probably like, God, I'm tired of coming on this show.
Should we come up with something? We should come up with an initiation or something, like some sort of rites of passage. Well, we have a game that we're going to play today. But before we do that, there's just some kind of hot spots going on with Disney news that we have a lot of runners in this group. And poor Tracy is probably going to sit there bored because Tracy, do you run at all?
I do not run.
Okay, you do not run. Okay. Well, Pete, you've signed up for races, so I'm including you in this crazy group.
I walk. I don't run.
That's okay.
I do not run.
You do races. If you haven't guessed, I'm alluding to the fact that Marathon Weekend.
I haven't done a single race.
We'll get to that.
Apparently, I'm not going to either because they keep canceling them.
There you go. Thanks, Pete. He's just covered the news. Marathon Weekend and Princess Weekend have been officially canceled for in-person racing. They moved to the virtual race. So how has that affected those of us? We were all signed up for it, except for Tracy. I'm sorry. We were all signed up for Marathon Weekend, at least. Was anybody else signed up for Princess?
A race of some type.
I was.
And John was signed up for Princess, too. Yeah.
Me and my daughter were going to do the 5K, and now that's gone, too.
How are you all feeling about this?
I'm super bummed. I haven't ran a real race since December of last year. Everything has been training runs, and I thought, oh, Dopey's going to be like it was going to be my first official half marathon, my first ever marathon. And now I'm like, oh, no, I got nothing.
I'm bummed more because, I mean, I was not really looking forward to doing the 5K. It was more of an excuse to get to hang out with friends, and now a lot of my friends aren't going to be coming down, and I'm pretty bummed about that, to be completely honest.
Yep.
That's the part I'm bummed about, too. I was excited to see everybody and hang out for the weekend and run my first marathon, but 2022 will be, I guess, the first one now.
Yeah, that's the same exact thing. We're still going to be going down just because we have points that we have to use, but we are super sad that a lot of our friends are not going to be there. But we still have friends that are going to be there, just not everybody that we're super excited to hang out with. So,
it's like, hello.
Well, I of course I'm including you. That's a given. You're one of the ones I'm still excited to hang out with. But yeah, that's the thing with these races. It's not about running. It's about people that you're running with. And it's so sad that
walking with, in my case.
Or walking with. But it's canceled for a good reason. So I guess I can put health and safety above everything else.
I'm honestly starting to doubt how hard Disney is trying to get stuff figured out.
Oh yeah.
If what I would consider the C team, like Busch Gardens and SeaWorld, have managed to figure out how to do fireworks shows regularly, why can't Disney figure out how to do this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on. You're supposed to be you're the varsity team. Like, everybody looks up to Disney. Even Universal. As much as everybody likes to say, oh, they're even, if you look at numbers, they're not. How are these other parks figuring this out and Disney can't get it together yet?
They're sitting back and watching and seeing what's going on. So
I know, and I'm a little disappointed they're still waiting for everybody else to figure out how they're going to do it and then try to improve on it. At a certain point, they're going to have to say, all right, this is what we're doing, and go with it.
Right.
They were testing fireworks at Epcot this week, though, so hopefully.
Yeah, actually, yesterday. They tested after hours yesterday at Epcot, but that could just be that they're trying to test the new show to see how everything's being wired and everything else. We don't know if that's actually for show.
That's baby steps, though. It's something. It's people something. At the Riviera got fireworks last night.
Yeah, well, la-di-da for the people at the Riviera.
they got
a really nice bathtub to use, too, but I didn't get to take part in that either.
Yeah, so speaking of resorts, see how I segued there?
I've never used a segue. I don't have that kind of
balance. I wish I have. I really have always wanted to try one. But so Polynesian is getting a Moana refurb that I heard about reading various blogs and things. What do you all think about that? A Moana refurb.
I love Moana. I'm glad they're bringing Moana in, but I hope they don't overdo it because I really like the Polynesian, how it's set up now. It's subtle Disney theming throughout, and I really like that. So I hope they don't go overboard.
I think if they just stick to making it more kind of the feeling of Moana as opposed to like the characters everywhere from Moana and give it more of an updated Polynesian feeling, I think they would definitely be on the right track.
Yeah. Teresa, are you a Moana fan?
I am a Moana fan. I do know that people would be interested in seeing that to some extent in the Polynesian. I kind of think of, and I was just listening that, you know, Coronado is one of Pete's favorite resorts. It's one of my favorites as well. And I really like how they've added touches of the Three Caballeros in there, but it's understated. So I could
see it's like not in your face about it. So yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
What were you going to say, Carly?
Stitch. I'm going to miss Lilo and Stitch at the Ohana Breakfast. And I mean, that's always been one of my favorites. And I like Moana. It's good. It's just not the same, like, fuzzy, cute character as you get with Stitch. So
have they said they're taking Lilo and Stitch out of there yet, though?
No. But
I can see them doing both.
Yeah.
I mean, they had Lilo and Stitch and Mickey and Goofy and I mean, they mix characters all the time.
Maybe.
Hopefully. I read something that they already have touches of Moana there that people have not noticed. And I still can't see it. So you'll have to Google pictures of it after listening to this. But apparently there's carpeting already in the hallways of the Polynesian that has hidden Moanas in it. And I was looking at the carpet, and I was like, I did not see any hidden Moanas. But once you see it, I guess you can see it after that. But that is giving people a little bit of hope that it's going to be small nudges and just color schemes and things like that. The rooms are supposed to get a specific ocean color scheme. So it'll be just a little bit less in your face, a little bit more subtle, like Tracy was saying, touches here and there. So hopefully I'm not really into all the characters everywhere. I like the subtlety, but, it's Disney. They usually do a pretty good job. Even when I think that it's not going to end up okay, it usually does. So, All right, so let's get into our game. We played this game a couple of months back with the folks from the Monorail Tales podcast. Michael Black came up with it. It's hide and seek. So what we're going to do is Pete and I are the hiders. So we are each going to come up and come up with the hidings where we have our hiding spaces already. And everybody's going to take turns going around giving or asking a question, a yes or no question, until you feel as though you think you know where we are. So last time, there weren't a whole lot of rules. This time, I'm putting some rules in place here. So first of all, Pete and I are going to give you an initial clue. We're going to tell you whether we're in a park or we're not in a park. So that kind of takes away, you know, one of the things that you have to ask about. The parks include the four main parks, Hollywood Studios, Epcot, Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, plus the two water parks, so Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach. And then outside of a park can be anywhere. It can be a resort. It can be Disney Springs. It can be anywhere outside of a park. And then what we'll do is, like I said, we'll take turns. When it's your turn, you can either ask a question or you can guess where we are. If you know it and you have four rounds until it's your turn again, unfortunately, you're going to have to hold on until it's your turn again to make your guess. But I'm going to keep track of who is making their guesses first so that everybody will have a chance to start first during one of the rounds at least. So Pete, do you wanna go first with hiding?
Sure.
All right. So Pete's hiding. Everybody close your eyes. Let him go hide. Give him a few seconds.
But count to 10.
Count to 10. We're gonna really draw this episode out. Pete's gonna count to 100. And then we're gonna see. So I'm gonna have Jeff go first and ask the first question. But before he does that, Pete, are you in a park or are you not in a park?
I am in a park.
All right.
Are you in a park that has Kingdom in the name?
I am.
All right, Carly.
Are you in Magic Kingdom?
I am.
Tracy.
Are you in a restaurant?
No.
And John.
Are you in a land with a mountain?
No.
Jeff.
Are you inside an attraction?
Yes.
Carly.
Oh, goodness. Are you... Oh, gosh. I don't know. Are you in Liberty Square?
No.
Tracy.
Are you in an attraction with a height requirement?
No.
John.
Are you in an attraction that has to do with water?
I'm gonna say no.
But is that true? All right, Jeff.
Are you in New Fantasyland?
No.
Carly.
Are you in Maine? That doesn't have an attraction. Dang it. I'm running out of land here. Are you in Adventureland?
Yes.
Okay, we have our land. All right, Tracy.
Are you indoors?
No.
John?
I Man, this is getting tough. This is getting tough. Let's see. Are you riding a carpet?
No.
Jeff?
Is your attraction actually just a cue?
No. It is not just a cue.
All right, can I make a guess?
Absolutely.
Are you at Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse?
I am.
Nice.
That is not just a cue. That is an attraction. That is a walk-through attraction.
Thanks.
The attraction's a cue. I was right.
No. No.
It is just a cue.
No, it's not. Because there's stuff to look at.
There's stuff to look at in every cue. Every cue has stuff to look at now.
Beyond the attraction, though.
It has its own name. It's on the map. It's important.
Man, I didn't realize this was going to be an argument first round.
It's because I love Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse, and Jeff absolutely despises it. Hey.
There's just a lot of climbing in Florida humidity.
There's a lot of work for that.
Yeah.
Right. For that attraction.
Yeah, I don't need that.
All right. Just because you people are lazy doesn't mean it's not an attraction.
All right. So we have round two coming up, and I just wrote out all the, you know, the order of how we're going to do this. And you wouldn't understand how hard that was for me to figure out to make sure, because I was trying to listen at the same time. And I'm like, wait a minute. No, it's this order. So I give Chris a lot of kudos because he does a lot during the show. And I'm just trying to figure out math. So I realize how much work that man does, especially for games, because it's a little bit tricky. All right, let me see for mine. All right. Everybody close your eyes, because I'm going to go hide. And I have found my hiding spot. And I am in a park. And we're going to start with Carly.
Are you in a kingdom?
Yes. Tracy.
Are you in Magic Kingdom?
Yes. John.
Are you in a restaurant?
No. Jeff.
Are you in an attraction?
Yes. Carly.
Are you in New Fantasyland?
No. Tracy.
I keep asking the same questions, but is there a height requirement?
Yes. John.
Are you on in a mountain?
Yes. Mine's going to be way easier than Pete's. Jeff.
If you're walking up Main Street, do you have to turn to the right?
No.
Do you turn to the right at the hub?
You're asking me a directional question.
Why not just ask her which land?
No.
Okay.
I hope not. Yeah, with a grain of salt. I'm saying no.
Are you in Frontierland?
Am I in what? Say again?
Frontierland.
Yes. Do I have to turn left or right?
That's left. You're good.
Okay, good. Tracy, I'm not airheaded, I promise everybody. Tracy.
Can I make a guess?
Yes.
Are you Big Thunder Mountain Railroad?
I am not. And
so this should be pretty easy to figure out, John. This should not be a hard one.
Are you on Splash Mountain?
I am on Splash Mountain. I did get very specific with where I was, though, but I think that we can just go with Splash Mountain. My specific place was in the end scene when you get to the big riverboat and they're singing Zippity-Doo-Da. So that was my specific place. But I think Splash Mountain is probably a good...
I didn't get anywhere near that. That yeah. Detailed.
No, that's I think that's
we could be here that. For days.
Yeah. You're right.
Jumped over the railing on the exit of Space Mountain. I'm buried underneath the silver balls, the third pit before the actual exit.
Oh, that was mine. That was mine too. That was my next one.
I didn't have to give it away. They never would have gotten it then. They'd have thought it was fake.
All right, Pete. You ready to hide?
All right, I'm good.
Okay, are you in a park or are you not in a park?
I am in a park again.
All right, he's in a park, and we're going to go with John first.
All right, well, I'm going to steal Jeff and Carly's question. Are you in a kingdom?
No.
All right, Jeff.
Are you sure you look confused?
I'm really confused. We're going to go with Jeff.
I'm not sure why Tracy didn't start the round, but that's cool, whatever.
Just let's go with it. Because now I have to look at my paper instead of looking at the screens because I just started wrong. Go with my paper. We're going with Jeff.
Are you at Epcot?
I am.
All right, Carly.
Are you in a country?
I am.
Oh, Tracy.
Are you in a restaurant?
I am not.
John.
Are you in a European country?
Yes.
Jeff.
Are you inside a pavilion, like actually indoors?
Yes.
Carly.
Are you in a movie attraction?
No.
Tracy.
Are there character meet and greets there?
That's a good question.
In the attraction that I'm in? No.
He's in an attraction.
John.
Well, I already said I wasn't in a restaurant.
But you could have just been outside in the pavilion.
Or inside shops.
Or next to the garbage can over to the left-hand side of Italy.
That's still a restaurant during Food and Wine. What are you talking about?
That's a counter service.
Exactly.
We're in John, I think.
Oh. Are you in France?
No.
Jeff.
Are you in Norway?
I am.
Carly,
is this the first time that you've ever been in Frozen?
It is.
The first time in forever.
Very true.
And Pete, you're going to love it. It's an amazing ride.
Awesome. That Carly still has a no, two huh? points. I mean, this is...
All right, I guess I might as well just come out and say this. I have ridden it.
Is this a recent development?
No, I wrote it once. Twice. I wrote it twice.
I feel like I don't even
and
know.
It hurt both times.
Only your knee.
Physically painful for me.
It hurt how full your heart was because it's such a big attraction?
No, not even a little.
His heart grew 10 sizes plus 2.
Emotionally, he was up
and
with
so
it.
So did my kneecap after banging it on the boat every time.
I'm very proud of you, Pete. Good job. Was it Riley who got you to ride it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do have
she specifically asked me if I'd ride it with her.
What did you think? Besides your knees hurting, was it better than you expected or worse than you expected?
It could not be worse than I expected.
Yeah, I didn't think. So it was a little.
I was expecting to want to throw up.
So it exceeded your expectations. That's a great.
It didn't break down. That would have exceeded my expectations in and of itself.
Yeah. I have like 47 pictures of Pete in the queue, and I'm like, Pete, it's so much fun, and he's like.
Mm-hmm. The queue is kind of the best part. Like, I think there you go.
No.
Michael, there's a
not when you get stuck in what's his nuts' little freaking store.
You don't get that part.
That's the best part of the whole ride.
I sat there and listened to him for 20 minutes. Yo ho, shut up.
Oh,
we had a zip through there.
Oh, God, I wanted to punch him.
Stop, and I was so disappointed. That's the best part.
I wanted to punch that kid, that thing so bad.
Where is the Carly? Do you have the photo pass picture where everyone's
going? Oh, yeah. I'll share it on Edcot now. I have
really?
July. I have kept the secret since July, but now.
No.
The bag.
Okay, yeah. But I didn't say you could post pictures.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll send it to you. Oh, yeah, you will be.
What about if she's posted it after this episode releases?
Mm-mm. Right? Maybe we should make that a special prize if people sign up for the Patreon feed.
Oh, right? Pete, what if they could go in the Patreon group?
Awesome. That is a special added bonus for the Patreon.
We'll talk off air. I think that's
going to be for the $500 level, and you have to be a member for 6 months. Then you can have that picture.
Yeah.
Well, Pete, Britta will be there in January with us. If she wants you to ride Frozen, might you ride with her as well so I can have a photo pass picture too? I think that we'll work on this. We'll work on Pete. But I'm really proud of you, buddy. That's a great job.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm hiding. Pete just turned off his camera. I'm hiding. Already, you guys didn't even see me leave. And I am in a park. Oh, I forgot to tell you who goes first. It is Tracy.
Are you in a kingdom?
No. Carly.
Are you at Hollywood Studios?
No. Jeff.
Are you at Epcot?
Yes.
It couldn't be no more.
No, yeah. Oh,
are you in World Showcase?
Yes. Tracy.
Are you in Mexico?
No. Carly.
Are you on the right-hand side of the country? Like the Canada around. Hey, are you between Canada and Morocco?
She proves that she didn't know right, left in Magic Kingdom. Why are we doing this to the poor woman?
I know the directions right and left. I just don't know what's over there. So I didn't look at a map to know exactly where this is located, but it is not near either the beginning of either side. It's not near the beginning. So we'll do that. Jeff.
Are you in a European country?
Yes. John.
Are you in Germany?
Yes. Tracy.
Are you in the restaurant?
No. Carly.
Ooh, are you in Carmel Cooch?
Yes. I am. Carly won that one again because that's my favorite place in all of World Showcase.
Oh,
I sent Carly all the answers before we started the show, so why she's
just over here like, I think she's at the Carmel Cooch, and I'm like, well, it's my turn, so stop to stop.
That one's on you, Jeff.
Right? Now he's giving me dirty looks. Like, that's my point.
That's okay. We still have a couple of rounds left to go. All right, Pete, you ready?
Yep.
All right, and we're starting with Jeff this time. Oh, yeah. First of all, are you in a park or not in a park?
Not in a park.
Okay.
Are you at a resort?
Yep.
All right, Carly.
Are you at a DVC resort?
There is DVC there, yes.
Okay. Tracy.
It doesn't really narrow it down much, though.
It does.
Are you at Disney Springs area DVC resort?
No.
John.
Are you at a Magic Kingdom area DVC resort?
Yes.
Jeff.
Are you somewhere in a contemporary complex of resorts, like Contemporary or Bay Lake Tower area?
No.
Carly.
Are you at the Polynesian?
Yes.
Tracy.
Are you at a restaurant?
No.
John.
Are you at Trader Sam's?
Very good.
Nice.
Good job.
The best place at the Polynesian.
It is a really great place.
Easy. Easy. I don't know if it's the best place.
It's up there.
It's up there.
After the family's sleeping, that's a good place to go.
Best? I don't know.
Has everybody been to Trader Sam's? Tracy, have you been to Trader Sam's?
Yes, I have.
Has anybody sat on the bar stool that shrinks?
No.
Oh, it's so fun to not be that guy, but to be at the table with that guy. And you just wave to him as they're like this.
Because
it's very gradual. And all of a sudden, they're like, the table is like chin level. It's great fun.
We went at Disneyland the last time, or the only time we were at Disneyland, and I really liked it. And I know that's the original. I think I might like Disney World's a little bit better, though. I feel like there's more to look at. It also could be because all of our kids were with us, too, and it was kind of like we probably need to get out of here to get other people into this small little place. But love Trader Sam's. So much fun. All right, I have to look at my list real quick. Okay, I'm hiding, and I am in a park. And we're going to start with Carly.
Are you in a kingdom?
No. Tracy.
Are you in Epcot?
Nope. Oh, sorry. Let's start over again, because I am in a kingdom. So, yes, Carly, I'm in a kingdom. I'm like... Wait a minute. This isn't going the way it should go. I'm in a kingdom. Yes. Tracy, you can ask again.
Okay. Are you in Magic Kingdom?
No. John, please don't ask if I'm in Animal Kingdom.
John, you're also muted.
Okay.
Are you in the hard.
Are you in the Asia area of Animal Kingdom?
Yes. Jeff.
Are you inside an attraction?
No. Carly.
Are you at Yak and Yeti?
No. Tracy.
So I know you said he asked if you were inside an attraction. Are you on an attraction?
No.
Okay.
John.
Are you in a restaurant?
Nope. Jeff.
Are you inside a gift shop?
Yes. Carly.
Are you at Harambe Marketplace?
Nope. Tracy.
Are you at the store at the Expedition Everest exit? Which
yes.
Is a specific name.
You got it. Excellent.
I waited a long time there.
All right. So should we do one more round? Pete, you have one more to go?
I got plenty. You can do whatever.
Why don't you go for it? And then we'll end on an odd number. I don't know why that's important, but just it should be something that we end on. All right, are you in a park or outside of a park?
I'm in a park.
All right. And we are going with John.
Okay. Are you in a kingdom?
I am.
Jeff.
Are you in Animal Kingdom?
I am.
Carly. Carly, that's some heavy breathing.
Are you in action?
No.
Tracy.
Are you in a restaurant?
Technically, no.
John.
Are you in a lounge?
Yes.
Jeff.
Are you at the Nomad Lounge on the patio?
I am. Nomad
Lounge. Nice. Very specific. Excellent. That one's kind of fast, so we'll do one more round. So far we have Carly has 3 points. John has 2 points. Tracy has 1 point. Jeff has 1 point. So Harley's going to win anyway, but let's just do one
round. Sorry, I didn't hear you, Stacey. Could you say that again?
Carly is the official winner, but let's do one more round.
Okay.
We'll post it all over at Tattoo later. All right, I'm in a park. Sorry, I can't tell you who goes first. Tracy goes first.
Like,
why are you talking?
Are you in a kingdom?
I am in a kingdom, yes. Carly.
Are you a magic kingdom?
Yes. Jeff.
Are you on an attraction?
Yes. Well, wait. I am not on the attraction. John.
Are you in Fantasyland?
No. Tracy.
Are you in Tomorrowland?
Nope. Carly.
Are you in the queue for Pirates of the Caribbean?
No. Jeff.
Are you in Adventureland?
No. John.
Are you in Frontierland?
No. Tracy.
I know.
Are you in the queue for Haunted Mansion?
Yes, I am. And it was specifically the stretching room. We'll go with the queue for Haunted Mansion. So our final score was Carly with 3, John with 2, Tracy with 2, and wah, 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 Jeff with 1. But good game, everybody. That was some good hiding and some good sinking. We got quite a few steps going all around all those parks and resorts today.
I think we need to do this in real life.
That would be really fun.
That would be awesome.
I don't have that kind of time in my life.
Oh, come on, Mr. Negativity. Suck it up.
No. I mean, first of all, you have to figure out, okay, which kingdom? I mean, if I'm just going and hiding somewhere... It could take hours.
Now, so you know which park you're going to be in.
It might be a little easier with Disneyland. Maybe we should all go to Disneyland and play hide and seek. That might be.
If you guys are willing to foot the bill, I am more than happy to go hang out at Disneyland.
You can jump in our van and drive cross country the diamond.
You know what? I would do that.
It's a total experience. I'm telling you.
I would do that.
Well, then we'll make the date.
I would probably find one of those big car carriers that go on the top, and I'll just curl up in there, and like you can wake me when we get there.
I thought about that for myself. I'm like, that would be a really I need to escape this group of people. Put me in the carrier on the top of the car.
We just got to get a really long one. That's all.
Yeah,
let's make it an adults only trip, and then we, you know, don't have to be in car carriers outside inside your van.
That might work out too.
That's possible.
Good plan. All right, Epcot, we're gonna plan this sometime in the future. We keep an eye out for it.
The future.
The future.
The Diamond Family Road Trip.
So I want to thank everybody for coming and hanging out with us today and playing our little "Where in the World Are We?" game. Jeff and Carly, you guys are EdCop members. John, you're an EdCop member. Tracy, you're an EdCop. Everybody's an EdCop member. So if anybody has questions for someone other than Stacy or myself, you can reach out to everybody on EdCot. You can reach out to Stacy and I on EdCot or the Facebook page or one of any of the other 4,000 different social media platforms we're all supposed to post on and can never keep track of.
I don't even know how to use Twitter. Like, I don't know.
I have Twitter. I don't remember the last time I tweeted anything. I have Instagram. I don't remember the last time I put anything out on Instagram either. So, but you know,
you could find us there though.
Yeah, we're out there.
You might not get a response, so maybe choose.
If you send us a message, I'm sure I can figure out how to send a response back. But don't follow me looking for a lot of content on any of that.
But you are up to date on the TikTok dances, right? Though
I don't have TikTok. I've never seen TikTok. I don't tick or talk.
That's what you should put on the Patreon.
Yeah, you've got a better chance at having the $500 level heavily populated for 6 months than for getting Pete to take it. Heck, you've got a better chance at Pete karaoke than Pete TikTok. And Pete don't sing. Trust me, nobody wants Pete to sing. But anyway, like I said, find us on Edcot. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast streaming service of choice. We always love to see those. If you do, let us know. That way we can say thank you. But for Stacy, myself, Jeff and Carly, John and Tracy, I'd like to say thanks for listening. We'll see everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.